Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time to face the podcast with Helen Thorne, Stuart Heritage, and Ellie Gibson!
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
Hooray. And we are joined today by Stuart Heritage, or Stu Heritage, or Stew Heritage.
Oh, that's three different versions.
Oh, sorry.
I don't, whatever.
It okay, matter, Mr. Heritage.
That's better. Yeah.
Stew Pot, is that too familiar?
We've only just met.
Okay, great. So, Stuart Heritage is the Guardian pop culture expert, an X Factor blogger, and soon to be dad. How exciting. When is your baby due?
February. Really, really close to Ellie's baby.
Yeah, I'm due on the 4th of February and you're...
The 9th.
Yeah.
If things go according to plan, which they won't, but yeah, the 9th.
What I like is that if your baby is due at the same time, you were doing the sexy time approximately.
Oh, my dear. That's disgusting.
It's so funny.
Now you've made it weird. You know, Stuart's a very nice man, but I don't want to think about him having sex. To be honest, I don't want to think about myself having sex. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Right.
The last thing I want to think about is having sex.
Yeah, nothing exists from the waist down.
Yes, really, really not. Until I get a sharp reminder of what is there around the 4th of February.
Great.
And then no one's ever touching it again. Anyway, happy times on the podcast.
That's right. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, it's like this all the time. So welcome new listeners to the podcast. Now, Stuart, do you know the gender of your baby?
Yeah, it's going to be a boy.
Hooray!
Yeah. I wanted to say a little boy, but that's sort of given.
Yeah. Weird.
Don't say it's a little bit. It's a boy.
Very
it's going to be about 8 foot by 2 foot. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly rectangular baby.
Oh, have you started thinking about names?
We're going to go alliterative, I think.
Nice. Is it going to be a heritage? Wilder?
No, it's going to be a heritage.
Yeah. Did Robin keep her name?
She is a Wilder heritage, but she specified no hyphen. So when she tells people what her name is, she has to say no hyphen at the end of it. So she's taken a name that was quite long, made it even longer, and then with the explanation at the end of it. Seriously, delivery men, when they come, they just get bored and walk off halfway through saying her name.
Well, that's feminism, not about me. When I got married, I adopted the title Captain.
Nice.
Captain Ellie Gibson. That's just a really
I love when you do those online forms and there's like 7,000 titles. Yeah.
When you fill out forms like I remember filling out a form for like a Virgin frequent flyer card, right? And you can put in whatever you like you can make up a middle name. So I put myself down as Ellie Maverick Gibson because I'm a massive Top Gun fan. And that's what it says on
You're
my
a massive dickhead.
That is also true. That's my BA card, though. Ellie Dickhead Gibson. That's for British Airways only, yeah. Anyway, did you want to do the podcast? So how are you feeling about being a dad? Are you nervous? Are you excited? Do you feel violently ill?
I am. It's that late period. I don't know how it is for people. I haven't really talked to many of them, but I'm a bit bored of being terrified and excited all the time. It's just a thing. I can't remember a time when Robin wasn't pregnant anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, excited. I'd like to, you know, see him. But yeah, the rest of it can sort of...
Yeah, but there's the X Factor finals to get through first.
Exactly,
priorities.
Yeah. Robin had to go to hospital last week. And I had to stay in because I was life blocking. I can't.
Really?
And I was like, if it's serious, if you're giving birth, I'll come. But... Yeah. The people need to be entertained.
That's the main thing. That's
my public need. Yeah.
You might be coughing that baby out all night, but if there's no joke about stereo kicks on The Guardian tonight, what that's is going right. to happen? Yeah. So how is Robin doing generally?
Awfully.
Oh.
Awfully. I asked her, you sent me some questions over, and I told her that this was one of the questions.
Yeah.
She sent me a list of things that was wrong with her. Hyperemesis.
Ooh, hyperemesis.
Hyperemesis.
That's not good.
Parentheses, Kate Middleton vomiting disease.
Yep. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I
vomit whenever I see Kate Middleton, but that's just me. Yeah.
So there's that. Number two, anemia.
Oh, God.
Number three, she sprained her foot while we were on honeymoon and couldn't walk anywhere.
Love.
Number four, gestational diabetes.
Oh.
Number five, she's broken her ribs.
Oh my God.
One of her ribs. Number six, she fell over in a chocolate shop this week and bruised her coccyx. She has a herniated disc in her back. Number eight,
Oh, love. Robin, it's like terrible pregnancy bingo. It's like she's got the full house.
Oh, love. That means her birth's going to be a dream, surely.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's how it works, isn't it?
That's right.
Just tell her she's been through the hard bit already. Just tell her that. Just say that. That's my advice.
That's it.
That'll be fun. Well, lots of love, Robin, and best of luck with it. And I mean that for myself as much as you. are you going to stay at the head end?
I don't know. I'm just going to do whatever she says. Yeah, whatever she says.
Well, I saw on Oprah. On Oprah, they said, make the man stay at the head end or he'll never go near it again.
Really?
Yeah. But, in the moment, I didn't give a monkey's. He could have stood in Birmingham and I would have gone to a strip club, quite honestly. I really couldn't look at someone else's. I couldn't care less. And he did, you know, he has a right old look down there and, you know, and we've had sex three times since then. That was 3.5 years ago.
So. Yeah, and once was successful.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Obviously, we've always had to cut a hole in a sheet, but apart from that, it's been great.
That's great.
So you're supporting Stuart.
Yay! Now, you've talked about naming your baby after Noel Edmonds. Why is that?
Apart from the fact it's obviously a lovely name.
It's not. It's a terrible name. And it was just a device I used in a story. I didn't ever really think I was going to name him after Noel Edmonds. And then they used it for the f***ing headline. But we had a horrible experience early on with the 12-week scan where they told us we had an enormous chance of it having some sort of chromosomal disease because of the nuchal
fold.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even pronounce things right. It was really high, and they gave us a 1 in 22 chance of it being having either Down's or Edwards syndrome or something horrible like that. And immediately they took us into a room, and Robin had to have this enormous needle put into a wound.
Is that amniocentesis? Is that
yes.
What it's called?
Yeah,
nasty.
And it's this huge needle, and they tell you, they say if you move a millimetre, it's going to hit the baby and things will go wrong.
Oh,
so Robin was like gritting her teeth and crying, and it was just the worst. It was just the worst. And then we had this big long week where we had to wait to find out what the results were. And we were kind of doing our heads in. And then I thought of Deal or No Deal, which is a 1 in 22, also a 1 in 22 chance. Yeah. And no one ever wins.
They never win.
No.
No.
So I thought, well, you know, if it's a horse, that's a shit horse in a horse race. 1 in 22 is a shit horse. And that kind of, that's how I got through it. But it was miserable. Yeah, and then they said it was okay. And it turns out Robin has a microscopic extra arm on one of her chromosomes.
No way.
Just a tiny, like a thousandth of a chromosome. And our baby also has that. So it's probably going to be fine because Robin's fine. But we met this scientist, detective, geneticist lady, the poshest woman I've ever met. She drew a family tree. It was very exciting.
Is it like Silent Witness?
It was just like Silent Witness. It was just like Silent Witness.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So did you find it difficult, because, you know, obviously Robin is the one having the baby, did you feel a bit helpless, or did you feel like you were going through it just the same?
Well, I think waiting and that, I think it was probably the same, but just in general, sort of fatherhood is just, well, during pregnancy at least, is just sort of rubbing backs and sort of foot rubs and stuff and not really going through it as intensely.
Yeah, just saying sorry. My husband said sorry a lot.
Really? Sorry for impregnating you.
All of it. He's got a lot to apologise for. No, sorry for, you know, because I do get, you know, God, I feel bad about whinging because Robin's had it a lot worse, but I do whinge about, I've got a sore back and I hurt my heel the other day and I couldn't walk properly and all that. And I'm meh, meh, meh. And he's just like, sorry.
That's not helpful.
What would you like me to do?
Turn back time.
Phone Doctor Who. That's what I'd like you to do. But so things are good now.
Things are okay. The baby is extremely violent, extremely kicky. Every time Robin has a Doppler on her stomach, the baby will just kick it clean off.
Wow.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
So, I'm worried that he's going to be more alpha male than me.
That's guaranteed, though. I think that's it. My husband's, he's quite a metrosexual, quite, you know, not a man's man, so to speak. Lovely. But yeah, both Ellie and I have husbands who are much more sort of willowy and...
Yes.
Is that where your dad's act comes from, your husband's?
The characters that we do are called Rod and Rod, which are the ride-on dads, which we've kind of taken from this kind of new wave of hipster dads who look very overly sincere. And we use these sort of voices like, oh, we only have organic food and things like that.
That's right.
So that's where they kind of came from. And there was an article, I think, in the Evening Standard talking about the new tribes of dads. So that's where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
No one in particular that we took it from. And we do wear my husband's clothes.
Yeah, we do. And I wear my own glasses. What does that say about me?
Yes.
What does that say about me? Anyway.
Yeah. Now, you've written about fatherhood, because I think there was an article recently about a tribe or a term called DILFs.
Mm.
Now, I think most people know what a MILF is, which is a mum I'd like to f***.
I have to bleep that now.
Sorry, I'll say mum I'd like to
Furfur? Is that an Australian slang word?
What about fondle? Is that nice?
Well, it's better than f***er, isn't it?
All right, yeah. True. All right, so how did you discover the term DILF?
There is an interesting... I don't go looking for it. I'm really bad.
He was Googling MILFs and then his finger just slipped.
Whoops. Even though D's all the way over the other side of the keyboard. There's an Instagram account called DILFs of Disneyland, and there's someone who just walks around Disneyland taking pictures of these sort of...
Hot dads.
Tattooed... Sort of, who's the guy from Maroon 5, that band?
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
guy. They all look exactly like him, and they wear Wayfarers, and they've all got like a kid under their arm, like it's sort of an accessory. And there's, once you do a sort of a search for DILF on the internet, you enter just a horrible black hole that you can't escape from.
That's a portal, I bet, to another awful world.
It is. When the thing I wrote got published, we got loads of comments saying, you know, one of those links goes to a gay porn site, don't you?
Yeah, and I think it's quite funny, because I think it was it late 80s, early 90s when Demi Moore did the Vanity Fair cover, and that was that sort of turnaround where the pregnant woman, not sexualized, but it was that kind of portrayal of pregnancy that changed, and then Mariah Carey did it, and then every other celebrity's done the naked pregnant thing.
We did one, didn't we, the other day?
Yeah, that was nice. The baked beans. It was very erotic, and a couple of sausages.
You should have seen where I put the breadstick.
Hey! But the images of parents... Stay with us, Stuart. It's all right.
I'm with you.
We've reached that point in the podcast where the guest looks like I'm going to be sick or leave.
I did just bury my head in my hands for the sake of...
He has listened to the podcast.
Why do you think the door's shut?
Yeah. It's all right. But yeah, I think that it's interesting the way pregnancy and parenthood has been almost kind of sexualized or lusted after, when it is the least sexy thing ever, I think.
Yeah.
I felt very unsexy when I was pregnant. I didn't feel very raunchy with my puffed up ankles and my stretch marks and my sad face.
Whereas now you do burlesque every other Friday night. Yeah.
Indeed. There's even men now that dress up as pregnant women.
That's right. Yes, M-pregs, they're M-pregs. Called, aren't they?
Yeah. And so there's this sub...
Not to be confused with JPEGs. Weird. Lead to some really weird coincidences, isn't it?
I've tried to send an M-preg. But yeah, so M-pregs are these men who dress up as pregnant women and send pictures of themselves to each other. And there's Tumblr accounts all devoted to it.
Mm.
Yeah, male pregnancy enthusiasts, they're called. Are you a male pregnancy enthusiast?
No. That's a horrible, weird sexual stuff. If you Google M-pregs, you just get a bunch of sort of weird fan fiction that's always about sort of Benedict Cumberbatch growing a uterus.
Yeah.
Harry Styles.
That's right. There's a whole
ejaculating a lot. And it's,
oh, it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see Zayn breastfeeding though. That would float me boat. Zayn from 1D leaking all over Starbucks. Very nice.
He's in a nice little pregnancy bra.
But is there not a bit of you that's like, well, you know, you were saying maybe you do feel a bit like, you know, because Robin has to do all the work.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a way to be a bit more empathetic to
what,
strap
to dress
one
up as her and walk around in front of her? That's ridiculous. It wouldn't weigh as much. I wouldn't have any of the diabetes. I'd just be sort of kicking my heels around going, woo, this is easy.
I've got a space opera in my jumper. Yeah. I'm so sympathetic.
That'd be the biggest take.
Yeah, no, you're right. Do you ever look at her then? So I asked this because the other day I stood up and I just turned around and caught myself in the mirror and I saw this gigantic thing, you know, sticking out of my middle bit. And I said to Pete, God, it is weird though, isn't it? Like I he just went, yeah, to be honest, mate, sometimes I look at you and it's fucking weird. So you're not up for the MPreg thing, Stuart.
No.
What about this, right? So this is in China. There's a hospital in eastern China which is offering fathers-to-be the chance to experience the pain of childbirth using pads that induce an electric shock. This is in Shandong province. Book your tickets now, gents. And about 100 men have signed up. So they put these pads on the men's abdomen and they give them electric shocks and they can feel the pain.
100 men have been made to do that.
Well,
there is no way they've willingly gone, I wonder what it's like to have your balls electrocuted.
That is a direct quote from The Guardian, Stuart. Are you questioning the journalistic investigative?
I'm really pleased that was a news story first. If another paper had run that, I'm almost positive I would have got a call saying, we'd like to electrocute your penis.
Not after that.
No!
Oh, put your toaster away. Yeah. Get a toaster and a knife. The crocodile clips.
That's
Now, Helen and I, we love this story because we do these characters, the Right On Dads, in our stage show, which you've seen, and they have a joke where...
Oh, yeah. So my line is, I say, my wife, Bunny, insisted on having no pain relief, but what she did insist on having was a TENS machine attached to my testicles, and every time she had a contraction, she just pressed that buzzer, and I could share the moment with her.
Yeah. So when I read this thing about China, I was just like,
they ripped us off.
You know, yeah,
we did this joke a year ago.
I thought this was a stupid joke. Turns out it's real life. It's satire. Brilliant.
That's it.
That's a lucky. We never do satire on purpose. We don't know how.
Right.
You complained about the advice emails, because you know we all sign up for these baby websites, and I get ones like, I don't know if you've had. Are you on the baby center? To UK or US?
Oh, UK, I think.
That's well. I signed up to both somehow, but it's quite funny because and the UK ones you get are all like, oh, you know, maybe you should think about having some vitamin D if you feel like it. And the US one is like, 10 ways your baby could die with electricity. Like, it's like, it's really like, and I still get them. And it's like, oh, the UK's one like, oh, your baby's free. Maybe you want to read it a book now and again. Whereas the US one, how to tell if your baby is an idiot in 5 easy steps. And it's always numbered. It's always like numerical and concise. So, yeah, I recommend both for the full picture. But what sort of advice would you like as a dad?
I don't know. The stuff I get, oh, it just sort of, the NHS emails you get during pregnancy, it's like one a week. And I've read Robin's and they're like, your baby is developing eyelashes and it can hear you now. And mine is literally, take the bin bags out. You are fat now. I've got this one app, right, called, I can't even remember what it's called, like Daddy or something. And I don't even look at it anymore because they give you a daily tip for dads.
Oh.
And so over 40 weeks, I think they've run out
shut
of
up.
Stuff.
Yeah. Shut up more. Yeah.
Where is it? Daddy.
Hold her hand.
Today's daily tip is, are the cameras charged? That's the tip. I think
cameras.
That's for the birth.
Well, like you're going to get it from three different angles.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
what?
Ridiculous. Yesterday's was good. Are you going to cut the cord? Think about it.
You've got
to spend today thinking about what's tomorrow's. Triple check baby's hospital bag. Talk to the bump or sing to it. They can hear now, you know.
That's it.
I think that's probably enough dad chat. Do you think?
Yes. Before we finish, I've got a present for Stuart.
Oh.
I've handcrafted something, Ellie. Oh. You love it when I do that.
I do. Mrs. Maker, they call her.
So, there's always a noise change from I've got you a present to I've made you a present. I'm sure it's lovely.
I've got and made your present. So what I've given you is a muslin.
Oh my god, that's lovely.
It's an
is that really lipstick?
I thought for a minute you'd embroidered
I thought
this muslin.
I had a brief second of embroidery.
But it's a Sharpie. You've just got a Sharpie.
I've got a Sharpie on a muslin square saying, good luck, Stuart and Robin. Love the Scummy Mummies.
It's very nice. It's spelt correctly.
I sort of wish you hadn't done it in the colour of blood. It looks a bit like a sort of feminine hygiene product.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it's lovely. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
But when you do Valentine's Day cards, it's in red for love.
Mm. Yeah, but you don't normally write them on a... And is it a used muslin? Is this a second hand?
Yeah, this was what I used on my children. So it's been cleaned.
Personalised.
At least 40 degrees for sanitation. But yeah, that's my little gift. I'll take a photo of it for the internet.
Stuart's being very polite and gracious.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I noticed you haven't touched it yet, though.
Absolutely not. I briefly thought I'm going to get that framed, but that's not going to happen. It's very nice. Thank you.
No one else has got one, Stuart.
I'm so happy. I'm the happiest man who ever lived.
Yes, you are. Should I put it back in my own bag?
That's lovely, darling. Well done. Yes, there we go. Take that home. Put it back in the duster's cupboard. Well done.
There we are. But that's my big advice. Get lots of muslin squares for the first 6 months.
Thank you. I will pair that in mind.
Yeah, great.
That was nice.
Don't look so defeated.
No, it's fine. No, it's...
Oh, God, that you're making it worse.
Everybody's making it. It can't get any worse, basically.
Really?
Let's just move on.
Okay.
Let's just talk about the X Factor instead. Yeah, that's what I do in all difficult situations. My husband came in the other night and said, I'm having an affair. I said, let's just talk about the X Factor.
That's right.
Now, to kick us off... sorry, Helen's just put an entire mince pie in her mouth, it looks like. Are you all right, dear?
Yeah.
We've opened the wine, which is, of course, the best way to get through X Factor. Mm. And it's just Stuart, because, of course, you live blog it, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah, so you have to be, like, on it.
Yes, I have to be entirely sober.
Excellent. Well, so to kick us off, before we get into the chat about this year's X Factor,
yeah,
I thought we could have a little bit of a reminisce. So I've prepared a quiz.
Oh, Ellie!
It's an audio quiz.
Oh, amazing.
An aural quiz.
I love it when she says aural.
I know. I said it just for you. You're so filthy. So I'm going to play you some aural clips.
Stop it. So erotic.
Okay, you ready for your first clip?
All right.
Someone left the cake out in the rain. It took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Who was that?
Was that from the live shows?
That was from the live shows. I think that might be series one.
This is very early.
I never saw any of series one.
Ah.
Is it Brookstein?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a woman.
What?
No. That is one of my favourite X Factor performances of all time. That's Rowetta.
Oh, the Happy Mondays. Singing
lady.
A song about cakes.
Yes.
Wet
it's
cakes.
MacArthur Park. Have you heard
why
that
were
song?
They singing MacArthur? Why they wouldn't do that now?
No, I know. That's why I love it. It was so weird and dark. And the song itself is very weird. Like, is it about drugs? Is it about it's weird? And Rowetta just came out and she just sang this weird song. And I was like, that's entertainment. That's entertainment.
I'm in for 11 series.
Yes. Yes. Sign me up. Okay. Are you ready for your second clip?
Mm. Kylie.
Helen.
And who else? I think I remember seeing this because this is towards the end of the series. They sang with their heroes.
Yeah.
And it was... I can't think of his name. Because Danny was on. He was in the Danny.
Oh,
years.
It's Danny. Right. So...
You're very pleased with yourself, Helen, having guessed the voice of one of the most famous pop stars in the world. That's, you know... don't sit back and relax.
No, that's it. No, I've drawn a blank. No. I can see him. I can't name him.
That was duetting with Kylie. That was Leon Jackson, who won the X Factor.
Where is he now, though?
Well, he's on this podcast, so...
I like Leon Jackson.
Yeah.
He had that one bit of hair.
Yeah, he looked a bit like a sort of Final Fantasy character. He'd just been in a fight.
Yeah.
He was quite sweet.
Oh. But you knew he wasn't going to make it, though. He had that, this is your time.
He cried a lot, I remember.
Yeah.
And he wore hats. Yeah. Those two things combined, not so
bad. About me, quite honestly. Here's the next clip. But I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Heritage!
Wagner!
Yeah! Oh, I knew that one! You knew that one!
I love that one. Was that his sing-off song? I think it might have been one of his sing-off songs.
Yeah, it was a wildly popular one.
It touched me.
Oh.
I'm very good friends with Wagner now.
Wagner touched me as well. I rang the police. Yeah. Are you friends with him, really?
Very good friends. Oh, quite good friends.
Oh, like in person?
Yeah. He did a live blog with me once.
How was that?
It was weird. It was, my boss wanted him to come to my house, and I just split up with a girl, and I was doing it in, like, a grotty bedroom without any windows, and so I didn't want him to come. So instead he, texted me his thoughts as the show was going on, and I, had to email them to, or no, my girlfriend got the phone, put it in an email, sent it to me. I copied and pasted it just straight in without reading it. And he has some very interesting thoughts.
Wow.
It was insane. It was so weird. And now we're friends. Now every sort of few weeks he'll be like, Stuart Heritage is my favourite journalist. The man is a genius.
When he's not appearing in Dormio adverts as a good accent. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great. I'm packing to move house. I just threw away an autographed photo of him.
Oh, you threw it away.
My wife went crazy.
I'm not surprised. That could be worth thousands of pence.
Have you heard his new song? He's got a new song out. It's called Switched On Like a Radio.
Wow.
He sounds like a really aggressive Dracula. You should try and listen to it if you can.
Switched on like a radio.
That's exactly how it goes. That's exactly the melody.
One. Oh god.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. There's two more clips.
Okay, here we go. Is it Little Janet?
Jackson?
No.
Little Janet Jackson.
She's not been on the X Factor this year. No.
Does her name begin with an S?
Yes.
Right, so I'm basically right.
It's not Blockbusters, though. It's not reverse Blockbusters. If you just guess the first letter of the answer, you
get... She was in it this year.
Correct, Stuart. Yes,
and I do this for a living, and I can't remember what she's called.
That's right.
Not a clue.
That was Stephanie Nahla.
Oh, yes, I liked her.
God.
Poor Stephanie. Yeah, I thought I'd throw in one from this year to see if you
thank
you.
Did I get half a point for saying S?
You got half a point, yeah.
For saying S. Oh, I'll just...
Just because you're the guest.
Just yell out some consonants.
Yeah. You got a point for guessing Kylie Minogue. I'd keep my mouth shut if I were you.
Right, because this is... Okay, so we've got one left. This is the decider.
This is the final clip. Right. And okay. This is my favourite X Factor act of all time.
And Conway Sisters.
I guess now it's time me to give up.
I'm really singing it. That was just for you, Gary. Love you, really, babe.
Let's have it up, X Factor. Here we go.
Yeah, Rylan.
Correct.
Yay.
Oh. I, to this day, I love Rylan. How do you feel about Rylan?
I thought, I wasn't that big a fan, really. Oh. I felt like he was trying too hard to be Wagner. I thought he was going... Although, did you see him ever do the Big Brother spin-off that he did? He did.
No.
And he tried to develop the catchphrase, "What's your chat?" He'd take a call and be like, "What's your chat?" And it lasted for two episodes. And then very noticeably dropped for the rest of them.
It's almost as good as Helen's catchphrase.
Crack that nut.
Yeah. I love him. And when my friend, when it was all happening, my lovely friend Angela tweeted him and got him to hold up a happy birthday, Ellie Gibson, on Twitter.
Wow.
Never.
And it was one of the best moments. So yeah, you and your, you can keep your signed photo of Wagner and your sexting relationship. Oh. Oh, no. Did you like Rylan?
I did, and I still do. He was on recently on a Grace and Perry special, and he was gorgeous, actually. Yeah. He talked about how he's got like a million Twitter followers and how he needs to, yeah, he's so deep. I'm painting such a beautiful picture.
Yeah. And then he went into this whole thing about Kierkegaard, and it was just very
I'm very confused by his teeth. They just get bigger and whiter, like it's very strange.
They are. It's like a rare of extra chewing gums. Yeah. Just jammed into his gums. I love him. I don't care.
He's gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at the end of that, Helen, you have 1 point for guessing Kylie.
1 point
Minogue.
For Kylie. Thank you.
And Stuart, you have 2.5 points. So congratulations, X Factor expert. You are in fact an expert. Who would have thought it?
That's it.
Oh, great. Well done, me.
Yes. So let's talk about this year's X Factor. As an expert, do you think it's been a vintage year for X Factor?
No. It's been better than it has been for a while, I think, because Gary Barlow isn't on it, and he was
agreed
dreadful. He was awful.
Yeah.
I don't like where it is now. All the good people have gone now. It's just sort of bland sort of competency.
Yeah.
Which is very hard to live blog. It's the worst thing to live blog is people who can sing quite well. I really like Fleur's sister. Really like Fleur's sister. She's like the murderer from Too Many Cooks. She just appeared in the corner of a frame at once, and then she started sort of, and now she's just...
They always do a cutaway to them going on a park bench.
Yeah.
Didn't you write something about her last night, about her wearing a suit made out of her sister's skin?
Yeah.
It was a particularly lovely image.
It's a little bit Peter Greenaway, Ellie.
That was my intention.
That's
what he models these live dogs on.
Yes.
You want Fleur to win. Yeah. That's your... What about you, Helen?
Yeah, I think Fleur. When she did the Whitney last week, I loved it.
I quite like her, but
She's never as good as you think she's going to be, I think. Yeah. I always think she's going to be amazing, and then she's quite good.
Yeah, that's it. Whereas Andrea, I love his faces. And I think there was a wonderful line of yours where you said he looks like someone... A woman being sick out the back of, what was it?
Oh, yeah, Yates or something. But yeah, when he does a big note, he's sort of just going...
Yeah. I love that. I love the nostrils go. And like, you just like, I keep expecting something like if a unicorn to fly out of one of his nostrils. Like it's anything could happen. I love him. Yeah. I think he's great.
And what about, as Ellie calls him, 8-Ball?
Yes.
Who is 8-Ball?
Stereo Kicks. Oh. Me and my husband call them 8-Ball. Or sometimes, because did you read the story? We sometimes call them 8-Ball featuring the Ibis brothers. Did you read the story about the Ibis? So apparently two of 8-Ball, the main diva kick, who we call Rick Astley Kick.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Rick Astley Kick and we call Ibis Kick. For
reasons a rats have come apparent. Yeah, they've been getting the girls and they like to take them back to the Ibis.
To the Ibis.
And they make the girls pay. And he was like, yeah, nice. The girls pay for it. Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
So, oh. Yeah, 8 Ball featuring the Ibis brothers. I like them.
Yeah.
What freaks me out is that one of them, I think, is 20 and one of them is 14. That's the age range. Imagine being a 20-year-old and having a 14-year-old, and like being in at the height of your fame and all the Ibis trappings, and having a 14-year-old boy, a little boy,
hanging around in the bunk beds.
Weird. But my favourite bit is when they're all standing in their line, and they start. And one of the reasons I call them 8 Ball, they start doing this thing with their hands where they're like, and they all in unison. They're not looking at each other. They're not doing it.
They're all feeling it the same way.
It's like they're clutching balls. Mm. They're just like clutching. Cupping and clutching. I love it.
I just want their mums back though. Like they're all, I love you boys. And they've all got like gorgeous nails and gorgeous hair. And they're all glam mums.
And then they all start talking about how they fancy one. And
that was my mum.
Oh God. And then later on they went into the audience. They were like, hey, you're the one who everyone fancies. How do you think of it? And she was like, it's all right, I guess. Boys.
Yeah, imagine if that was Little Mix. Yeah. Going, oh, I really fancy like James' just dad.
Some bloke in a vest going, whoa.
Yeah.
Little Mix.
It was all a bit weird. How do you feel about 8 Ball then? Do you like them?
I know, they're my least favourite. There's one of them. I think it might be Diva Kick. I don't know any of their names, but I've taken against him. He just looks like a nasty piece of work.
he does look like Diva Kick.
Yeah, my husband doesn't like the one with the big earrings.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He said, "Oh, he just looks like a nasty piece of work." And I said, "Yeah, he looks like." He's like, "No, go on, just sniff the glue, just sniff it, just sniff it."
Oh, lovely.
What do we think of the judges this year, Stuart?
They're an improvement on last year, definitely. Yeah. I really like Mel B.
Mel, call her.
Yeah. I missed out the space bar once, and my wife went, you spelled wrong. And I went, yeah, I meant to, so now. I'm committed to that as a nickname now. Yeah, Mel. I think she's great. I think she comes out sometimes in a legitimately bad mood.
Mm. I can't bear her. She's just, she's so f***ing angry all the f***ing time. And she's just, like, for her, it's a constant struggle not to say f***. You're just like, why are you so cross, Mel? All the time you're so cross. Drives me nuts.
I like her. I think she's a really nice balance because I think Cheryl can be just a bit wet.
Don't you speak it of Cheryl.
Oh, no, she's rubbish.
She is.
She's the worst.
We have a rule in this house, Stuart. We do not speak ill of Cheryl Culver-Sanders-Vicini. Do not speak ill. She is a beautiful angel sent to us from the Lord.
She's really wet.
Helen.
Yeah, she's...
Helen.
She's really wet.
You are on very dangerous ground.
She is. That's why I like Mel B, because she's got a bit more grit and oomph. And I do agree with what she says. I think she...
Yeah, me too.
She's a straight talker.
Would you like some more wine, Stuart? No more wine for our Cheryl meeting friend.
Oh, dear. So have you had any, like, social media interaction with famous people apart from Wagner?
A few. I'm kind of... Me and Dermot O'Leary, we have... Every now and again, he'll be like, I read your life blog. And I'll be like, oh, that's nice. And then remember that I shouldn't be nice about that. And it'll throw me off. I think he definitely might do it on purpose.
Have you insulted him on the live blog?
Yeah, quite a lot. No, not that much. Although he's.
I like when you commented on his jazzy dance on the Sunday night when it comes out.
Yeah, I tried to base his performance on, you know, when he does that sort of tennis swing with his microphone. The enthusiasm with which he does that, I take as a bellwether for the rest of the show.
Yeah,
sometimes he'll just go like slap, and I think, great. But then sometimes he'll like hop up on his toes and do it and do a little heel twist, and then you know. All bets are off.
That means he's had a blowy. That's all that means. That means that morning you got woken up with a blowy. Fact. Behind the scenes.
Behind whose scenes, Illy?
I watch Extra Extra Factor on ITV3.
In between episodes of Rosemary and Time.
Yeah.
Great show. Don't knock it, Stuart. First Cheryl, you can say we like about Cheryl, I won't have you knocking Rosemary in time. Kendall is a master of the craft. Anyway.
Okay,
good. Louis Walsh phoned me up once. That's another story. Louis Walsh phoned me up.
Ooh. To say what?
To say, it was when I wrote one of these Louis Walsh is great, sarcastic Louis Walsh is great pieces. And I don't know how he got my number, but he phoned me up when I was at my mum and dad's house.
So you got their number?
No, he phoned me on my mobile. That would be a step too far. But he's great. He swears a lot.
So and did you pick up the phone? Like, brruh, brruh, f*** off, Stuart.
No, he was going, "You're the only one who understands." I was like, "You don't get the sarcasm in the thing I've written, have you?" He was like,
"She's actually sniffing for truffles in the corner." Oh my god! So he thought it was like a joke.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you must." He said, "You've got to come to my dressing room, and we won't tell anyone you're a journalist." And I was like, "Oh, I've got a life blog, Louis. I can't come to your dressing room." He was great. He swears a lot, and he's really indiscreet. He was telling me all sorts of stuff about Gary Barlow. Nothing Ooh. Like horrible, rude stuff, but just that he had a writer. He was the only member of the judging.
Is that right?
Ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
Shame he doesn't have a writer for his songs as well.
I don't know why I said that. I had to out.
It was very good.
Thanks. I've been working on my 30s gangster accent for some time.
Oh dear.
And didn't you have a brush with Nigella?
Yeah, that was for after I'd been live blogging The Voice.
Oh, that was The Voice, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And then she started DMing me on Twitter and she went, "Are you doing this next week?" And I went, "No, it's just a 1 week deal." And she went, "You must come to my house and live blog verbally for me." Wow. And so I thought I would, and it was just mortifying because you're just shouting at a television in front of a famous person who you fancy, which isn't a good look. It really isn't a good look. And I took my wife with me as well, so it wasn't... It wasn't even sexy. I was just going, "Oh, look at... Cool, I don't like his shoes." And it just... it was like a very third-rate live blog. Great.
Did she serve any food?
Yeah, she did.
What did you have?
Roast chicken.
Ooh, she does like that.
Classic, yeah. But it is all about context, because I remember... You know, like comedy or anything like that has to have the, like if you're live blogging or whatever, you've got to have your ambience, you've got to have, you know, your things in your right place. Otherwise, you can't feel the funny sometimes. Whatever.
Does she have quilted toilet paper?
I didn't go to the toilet. Oh, but my wife...
didn't go to the toilet!
My wife got... We had to leave early because my wife got a migraine and threw up in her toilet. She's the person to ask. I can find out and let you know.
Can we ring her now?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine.
I bet she's got that Waitrose stuff that I buy at Christmas that has cashmere in it. Have you seen
cashmere?
That? Cashmere and toilet paper. Yeah, Waitrose Beckenham, get down there.
That sounds like a waste. Very wasteful.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
Is it too soft? I think you can get too soft with toilet roll. You just move it around. You don't really scrape it off. You just sort of nudge it in different directions.
No, you just dab it like...
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, like with a cloud. Dab your poo with a cloud. Makes you feel really superior. Oh dear.
What would you actually do if you saw Nigella, apart from going to a toilet and check the quality
of... Give birth.
Yeah.
I just spontaneously...
Right now or just in general? Go.
Yeah, just...
You say you would dilate. That's what you're saying.
And Cheryl. If her and Cheryl were in a burning building, I don't know what I'd do. I'd throw myself on the flames. Because I couldn't live knowing that I'd let one of them die. That's how much I love them.
Are they in the same burning building?
Yeah. So like,
Sophie's Choice of celebrities.
Yeah,
you love.
That's what I'm saying.
Sophie's Choice.
Who would you rescue?
Nigella.
Helen. Oh, Nigella for sure.
Oh, you people.
I think they're
both so. You know, yeah.
I feel like Nigella's got more to give to the world. That's all.
Yeah.
I feel like she's given enough. I've got 14 of her cookery books.
That's your choice, Ellie Gibson.
I feel like. Cheryl's journey as an artist is only just beginning, one hopes.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Hey, Nigella hasn't made any records with Will I Am.
No. Oh.
Anyway, enough about who we'd save in a fire. If you were to go on X Factor, I'm sure you've thought about this as much as I have, what song would you sing, Helen?
I was thinking about this today, actually, Ellie. I was thinking Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Oh, is that because you can do the accent?
Yeah, and it almost sounds like my last name. if I was Irish. Am I on Torn?
Torn. She's already drunk. What a f***ing shock. I like that. Okay.
You're welcome.
We should do that in the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, they lowered the age limit for X Factor this year to 14, which I know Cheryl had a particular problem with. Again, just another example of why she's a beautiful angel sent here to do God's work. Would you let your child, if your child was your unborn son, would you say, go for it, son?
I would, I think.
Would you?
Yeah, I think, sure. I would be very mean about him on the internet, as as my job
rubbish
allows. But yeah, why not? Would you?
I'd worry about it because that rejection is very hard to take at any age. But at 14, I feel like that's a big emotional experience to go through very young, and can be quite damaging if you're not fully formed.
So you're saying Stuart's wrong, Ellie?
I'm just saying he's going to be a bad parent. That's what I'm saying.
A little bit judgy, but that's all right.
No, I don't know. I think it would depend on the child.
Yeah, when the 14-year-old's going, this is everything I've worked towards, this is my whole life. It's like, you're 14, you're little, this is not your whole life. This is just a silly show. So, yeah, I think it is hard as a parent because you kind of think you don't want them to be hurt by something that could be ultimately very cruel.
Well, the main risk, of course, is that they might end up in Stereo Kicks.
Oh, imagine that.
So I think that's enough X Factor chat, Tennant, don't you?
Yes, I think we've cracked that nut, Illy.
Excellent.
Fantastic. See the catchphrase. It's really good. It's catching on. Now, we've nearly come to the end of our podcast, but let's talk about your podcast, Stuart Heritage.
Okay.
What is it called?
I have a podcast called loveandhat.com, which is spelled L-U-V and hat, that I have with my wife. And it used to be a website, and now it's a podcast. And it's very funny and antagonistic, and it's on the internet.
So it's like the two of you having a chat, well, sort of having a row almost, isn't
it? Yeah, we put every episode, we've done 50, we pick a subject and we pre-prepare statements that we read out, and then we just sort of yell at each other for 10 minutes.
So what gave you the idea for the podcast in the first place?
I had an old website that I used to write, and Robin, who is now my wife, wrote for it. And then I left and she said, do you want to write something together? And we hadn't even met at that point. So we just started to argue about things on the internet. And that makes it sound despicable and like
let's
a couple-y.
Let's be married.
Yeah, which is horrible. It's not a couple-y, lovey, sort of smug thing. It is just two people arguing. It's good. And it's on Audible and they're free.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're free. That's the main thing.
And about 15 minutes. Is
15 minutes and they're free. So you don't. It doesn't cost you anything, and you can get on with your life as soon as it's finished.
Unlike this, which goes on and on and on. I should know. I have to edit it. we've almost reached the end, haven't we, Helen?
We have, but before we go, we've got that segment that everyone loves.
Yes.
Scummy Mummy Confessions.
So this is where we're going to share our scummy parenting stories. Now, I know, Stuart, you're not officially a parent yet, but you are, sort of, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you got a confession to share with us?
It's not... I cleared this with her before. Right. It's not really a parenting one, but it happened in a maternity ward. Robin had to do a urine sample, but she couldn't get the lid back on and she spilt the whole thing down her top.
Oh, no!
And she came back with her top on, back to front, because like the entire container of all down her.
Love. And then let me guess, she forgot and leant back in the armchair. Poor Robin.
Well, she's been well prepared for parenthood.
My scummy mummy confession is that regularly in our stage show, Helen and I do a pelvic floor workout. And one of the props we use to help explain this in a highly amusing way is we have some, they're called geisha balls, and they're like, or love eggs, they're sometimes called, and they're like on a piece of string. And after we finished the show the other week, Pete and I were sitting on the sofa, and Charlie came in holding the geisha balls.
Oh, dear!
And he said, "Mummy, do these belong to Helen?"
What? Don't ask me, Mum. That's what he said.
So there we are.
We'll get locks on the prop boxes from I think that's the lesson
we've learned.
That's it. Now, my scummy mummy confession is that my son had an infected toe this week, and it got so big and pussy I had to take him to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I'm afraid you're going to have to lance that." So it went like this. I stuck him in front of the TV. I forgot that he hadn't done a wee for about 4 hours.
Stuart's either having a nosebleed or he's having a breakdown.
This is your future. So I stuck the poor little 3-year-old in front of the telly, and I put his feet in a pool of warm water. So I had a packet of Smarties on the edge of the bench, stuck him on a little chair, put his feet in. He everywhere, all over me, all over everything. I pricked the toe, the pus came out, but he screamed, and then I lost my way, and then all the Smarties fell into the sterile water and all over the wee, and everybody was just covered in piss and pus and Smarties, and I wanted to cry. So that was scummy, I thought. That had everything.
Helen, I'm
really,
so sorry.
Really hideous.
You have to go through that. And Stuart, I'm so sorry you're going to have to go through, if not that, something similar in levels of disgustingness and difficulty.
Whoa.
Good luck, my friend. Thanks. Good luck.
Oh, God.
Well, that's it, everybody. You've been a brilliant guest, Stuart Heritage. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for talking DILFs and X Factor.
And if people want to listen to Love and Hat?
Go to audible.co.uk and search for Love and Hat, but spell love, L-U-V, otherwise you'll get a proper book or something.
Yeah. God, nobody wants that. Yeah.
No. Yeah. And your live blog will be going for another, two, three weeks?
It's the quarterfinals, so two more weeks after this, yeah.
Look at us on scummymummies.com. We're at Twitter, @scummymummies, and Facebook, find us, Scummy Mummies Podcast.
That's right, and we do have one more. We've added an extra date for our live show, haven't we?
We have. On the 19th of December, we are doing a live show in Forest Hill in London. So come along to that.
So if you want to buy tickets for that, if you want to download more podcasts, scummymummies.com.
And thank you for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye!
And we've got this far into the podcast and no one's done a impersonation of the dude who does the overhead announcement.
That's right.
Oh, are you talking about the X Factor announcement?
Yeah. No one's done a, it's the Scummy Mummies X Factor special.
No one's done that. And also no one's done an impression of that guy who does the announcements at the
start of the X Factor. That'd be so cruel.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.